The conductor of one of the world's most famous choirs has launched a blistering attack on the leaders of the Sydney Anglican Church. Peter Phillips is director of the Talis Scholars, as well as being a regular columnist for the Spectator magazine in London. He's written an article accusing the Archbishop of Sydney, Peter Jensen, and his brother Philip, the Dean of St Andrew's Cathedral, of vandalising Anglican music and culture in their city. This report from Stephen Crittenden, presenter of the Religion Report on ABC Radio National.
Could this be the curtain raiser to a year of conflict in the worldwide Anglican Communion in the lead-up to the Lambeth Conference in July? Peter Phillips is one of the world's most successful conductors of choral music. His choir, the Talis Scholars, has sold millions of CDs. Now he's launched a stinging two-pronged attack on Peter and Philip Jensen over the way they've reduced the role of their cathedral choir in Sydney. First, in a lecture in Perth, he's defended his old friend Michael Deasy OAM, the former conductor of St Andrew's Cathedral Choir, saying his life as a professional musician was made impossible, forcing him to leave. Then, in an associated article in The Spectator magazine, Peter Phillips says the fact that the Dean and the Archbishop of Sydney are brothers makes the situation for lovers of good music in Sydney especially unfortunate. Quote, "For the parishioners, there is no escaping the hard line and destructive opinions of these two, whose double whammy reminds one of the accumulation of power by the Kaczynski twins in Poland." So, was the reference to the Polish president and his brother intended as a calculated insult?
Well, yes, and they were actually open about wanting to be elected. They were putting themselves forward as politicians, they were taken on as politicians, and eventually they were defeated as politicians.
You say the Jensens speak derogatively about how formalised religion with buildings, hierarchies and rituals runs counter to the spirit of the early church, and then they allow themselves to be appointed to just the kind of posts that they think shouldn't exist.
Yeah, one of them appointed by his brother.
Why are you choosing to enter the fray in this way at this time?
Well, I represent the point of view, I think, that God is beautiful and can be approached, best approached by mortal men through beauty. Any sort of beauty. I mean, it could be a beautiful building or the incense that the Catholics have, but I represent music, and my experience is that good music takes people nearer to God than anything else, and quicker. It happens just like that. You feel him right there. Take the Allegri Miserere, for example.
Many people will know.
Which I hope they do. The moment that piece is sung, the first time I heard it, which must now be 40 years ago in the original King's recording, I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And it wasn't that it's fantastic music exactly. It's an atmosphere that's created by those lines and those harmonies and the building that it's sung in that produces its effect. And it wasn't just like listening to a Beethoven symphony and admiring the sonata form or something. It was something quite otherworldly, something of the numinous.
In your article in The Spectator, you quote Philip Jensen with a completely contrary point of view to the one you've just put. He says music like the Allegri Miserere represents, quote, "the gaudy baubles of sacramentalism and an alternative gospel that we must never get tired of opposing."
Yes, I mean, the Ayatollah Khomeini once said that music was an evil which distracted people from more serious things and should be defeated at all costs. It seems to me very similar to that. That was an Islamic fundamentalism, but very little difference.
You're talking about a conflict that goes right back to the beginning of Islamic history and Christian history, the conflict between icons and iconoclasts.
Yes, oh, it's been there all along, and it'll carry on being there. But my hope for the future, which I can put before you, is that it won't last. It'll go. It'll come back in some other form. I mean, I'm told the Pentecostalists are coming here in strong numbers, and probably eventually it will turn into that. But historically, these extreme forms don't last. They're swept up and moved along, partly because it's a cult of personality, which I strongly get with the Jensens. I mean, it's both them and their family.
Peter Phillips, director of the Talis Scholars, speaking to Stephen Crittenden. The Jensen brothers declined PM's request for an interview about that story, but the Anglican Dean of Sydney, Philip Jensen, issued a statement saying that the church's mission is for all people, not just those who follow an elitist repertoire of church music. The Dean says he has no intention of disenfranchising an entire generation from the church by excluding other styles of music, and he says congregations have been large and a broad range of music has flourished.